please stop with all the cat sound effects? Because every time the dog would go nuts while he was driving in the morning.
Really?
Yeah.
My cats react to cat sounds when they hear them. Like if I'm watching a YouTube video with cats on it, they're immediately on alert. You know, they're like this and looking around. Where's the cat? Somebody's on our territory.
See the one I posted the other day about the cat that looks at sour cream and has that reaction? Oh, that's on my page. It is closing in at 4 o'clock. A quick word for our friends at Gulf States Mobility, a company dedicated to restoring choices in lives that have received that terrible break that we want to think can't happen to any of us, and that's the loss of mobility. Sometimes it's an accident around the house. Many times it is exactly that. An accident around the house, a car wreck, and they also work with our wounded heroes returning from battle with different combat injuries and so forth that require a home that has eliminated obstacles and impediments to a quick, safe recovery. That's the first thing they do, make the home safe and accessible, and then assess the choices they're able to restore to the life that's been so dramatically affected so they can continue recovering without any hindrances and setbacks. That's what they do, and everything is done on a customized basis for motorized equipment and more. In their workshop at 1647 Coosa River Parkway in Wetumpka, their number is 514-6590. When you have a moment, please look up Gulf States Mobility on Facebook and like them. They've earned it.
Hi there. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we understand what it means to serve. As children of military veterans, we are committed to providing our service members with the very best mortgage rates and experience.
Our community is full of veterans that would benefit from a VA interest rate reduction refinance loan. EARL, for short. For those veterans who currently have a VA loan, this program is reserved exclusively for you.
We can lower your rate and lower your payment with no appraisal or income documentation required. You'll even skip a month's payment, maybe two.
An Army veteran purchased a home in Pike Road just over a year ago. We were able to drop her interest rate over a point and save her $418 a month with a VA interest rate reduction loan. Folks, if you have a VA loan, you owe it to yourself to pick up the phone.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies.
NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Metro Fitness has been voted the best health club in Montgomery again this year. We're inviting you to see why. 55 group fitness classes a week, an indoor track, functional fitness zone, plus your traditional cardio and your weight room. All this for one price under one roof. Different membership options are available. Come try us out and receive 7 days free. MetroFitness.com.
Today is December 4th, National Dice Day. Hickory Dickory Dock, your sister was... Excuse me? Oh, sorry. Wrong dice. Have a happy National Dice Day.
Oh! Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's four.
Stand by for news.
News, I'm Mary Corsetti. Vice President Mike Pence says the FDA could approve the first COVID vaccines the week of December 14th, with the first wave of Americans being vaccinated in all 50 states within 48 hours. Meanwhile, California isn't waiting to reinstate a stay-at-home order.
It's going to last for at least 3 weeks through Christmas. No indoor or outdoor dining. Retail is capped at 20% of capacity, so there will be long lines at every shopping store, including groceries, playgrounds, museums, campgrounds, theaters, bars, all closed, hotels, medical and necessary workers only, businesses, barbershops, nail salons, closed.
Fox's William LaGenesi. And the House has passed a bill that would decriminalize cannabis and clear the way to erase non-violent federal marijuana convictions.
The bill is passed. Without objection, the motion to reconsider is laid on the table.
The bill is not expected to get far in the Senate. America is listening to Fox News.
To Fox News? What is Fox News?
It's the most infectious time of year. Noses are blowing and fevers are growing. I'm glad you're not here. It's the most infectious time of year. the crappiest season of all. Forget about dining, the kids are all whining, they close down the mall. It's the crappiest season of all.
Now, we don't want to get too deep into that because we have positive stuff to talk about this afternoon. And here to join me in that process is the Rich Thomas.
Hey, Rich.
Hey, K-Pasta. How are you?
K-Pasta? So you had a big public recognition today, huh?
No.
He got the star treatment. I won't say where it happened. He got the star treatment.
We get big recognition at the parade. You know, I don't know. Is this going to be our third or fourth year in
our second in a row tomorrow? For sure, yeah.
So, you know, and this is not an ego thing. You know, I've been on the air for like 43 years, but people are yelling out to our van, "Hey, Greg!" And they're yelling out your current hotkeys, your hotkeys of the week. It's so funny. Great. We look forward to being in Millbrook tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm glad they didn't cancel it. Prattville, I think, was supposed to be tonight, and they canceled theirs. Wetumpka is next weekend.
Montgomery canceled. Wetumpka canceled. Thanks to Jerry Willis, who, by the way, a few weeks ago was not doing well with COVID. And we're glad you survived, Jerry. And thanks for reviving the parade. And by the way, the weather is going to be absolutely picture postcard perfect for the parade at 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Hey, Greg, you want to go to? Can we get some lunch at the smokehouse?
That's what I've made a tradition every year.
Yeah,
took my stepson there.
Right.
When he was a lot younger and like being in the parade. Yeah. Not that he doesn't now, but he's got college finals and stuff.
Yeah, I understand.
So, yeah, that's the idea. You get in line early. You can casually walk over to the smokehouse, order a nice lunch, and then get
in. I think it was you, me, and JT and Leanne last year.
You're correct, because we all said
On a sunny day, and tomorrow's going to be a sunny day, with temperatures teetering around 60 at 2 p.m. in Wetumpka, Alabama, for the parade. And we will be there. Now, what's the rules? We're not throwing anything, any projectiles?
I believe there's candy for this one tomorrow.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow. So this is not like a Los Angeles or New York engineer event.
Were you listening just before you came on to Fox?
No, I did not.
Oh, God. They're shutting. I mean, this is right back to square one. Back to what they were doing in April. They're
closing
everything. Yeah. Restaurants, barbershops, you name it.
Thank God Jerry Willis in Wetumpka, the great mayor, the great reelected mayor of the city of Wetumpka, Alabama, has not rescinded and recessed backwards.
And he had to deal with COVID, right? Didn't he have it?
Oh, my gosh. He had double pneumonia. He was in the hospital.
Wow.
Or he at least had pneumonia. So... We're glad Jerry won a re-election. We're glad that he's doing much better, and we're glad that we're going to be at the parade tomorrow.
I'm getting messages from women through Facebook who want to know if you are going to be shirtless tomorrow in the parade.
That is so funny.
A little cool for that.
I will answer that question this way. It depends on the money. If we can raise some money for a charity, I would take my shirt off.
I'll bet we could, between the two of us, to get yours off, I could raise a similar amount by promising to keep mine on.
that's the way it is on the beach now. When I go to the beach, people are actually paying me to put my shirt back on. But yeah, listen, if we can raise money for a charity tomorrow, the shirt will come off.
All right.
We'll probably have calls of women volunteering to give money.
Well,
this
I'll
afternoon.
Tell you what. I just love Jacqueline, who, I mean, she was so supportive of me once she saw a picture of me at the world's wettest spot on Earth.
Mount Wally and the Beaver?
Wally. And the north part of that mountain is Mount Waialae North.
Oh, yeah. Mount Waialae North. Right.
All right. So I will see you tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
The parade starts at 2 o'clock. We'll be in Millbrook tomorrow. The weather's going to be great. The sun will be out. Temperatures will be teetering near 60 degrees on the first weekend in December, which is pretty nice.
Yes, we'll take it.
So, if we can find a way to raise some money, let's do it.
Let's do it. I will see what happens. We'll start the bidding at $1,000.
Do we have candy to throw out?
We do.
Good. Good deal. Well, good. I will see you tomorrow. By the way, I'll see you tomorrow morning at 6:20 a.m.
That's right. We do the Saturday morning live. Yeah.
Hey, I will have a special casserole tomorrow. Not breakfast.
Ruh-roh.
You will love it.
Ruh-roh.
You have to take some to go.
Absolutely. Sounds great. All right. We'll see you later. Carry on.
All right. Give the Mexican street dog a hug.
I will. Yeah. Have a good one.
Thanks, bye. Rich. Rich Thomas, who you just heard there. And we'll be doing the we'll be in the big Blue Water bread box, as I call it. It's a Mercedes-Benz Sprinter from Jack Ingram, as a matter of fact.
It wasn't out there today when I pulled up. Maybe they were getting it washed.
Washed for the parade.
Yes.
Yes. Anyway, Rich, who you just heard, of course, has been a longtime customer. He goes back to the early days of Montgomery Paint and Body. The thing that's been consistent at MPB for over 40 years is their commitment to find all the damage, make a commitment to fix all the damage, whether the customer would know or not. Donnie Turner would know, so he is as thorough gets. In fact, in the dictionary, under the word thorough, they should put his picture, because he's that committed. And then once the parts have been replaced and repaired and the paint has been, and he, oh man, fussy. He took an extra day with Rich's car because he wanted it to be perfect. And then they look at the entire vehicle, bumper to bumper, and represent it to you. It's almost like getting a brand new vehicle. Good as new, maybe better, MPB, with 4 decades plus of experience, 27 Rec with a W is the number. Speaking of Rex, here's Rusty Aldridge.
Well, he got my number. What can I say? I ain't no boyish shirtless weatherman, but I get by, you know. I call to brag on one of your advertisers.
Oh, feel free.
Yeah, our friends over at Don Duncan and Son.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had some damage to the undercarriage part of the car, some tie rod end issues. My steering wheel was all crooked, and they got it over there, and then it had been out of alignment because of that, had ruined a couple of tires. Well, they just did the whole 9 yards to it, and they called me a while ago, and I picked her up, and boy, she's just riding like a, not quite as old one as I've got here, but they're just so nice over there, too. I go to the one over in Millbrook.
Yes. Don't you feel appreciated when you're there?
Well, they call me by name when I went in there.
Ah.
You know, I've met them a time or two, but they're just real nice, and they're real complimentary about you and the radio station and Rosie and everybody. So, yeah, go see our friends at Don Duncan. They'll take good care of you.
I appreciate you bragging on one of our great sponsors. Don't forget the Duncan & Son Predict-a-Thon is on my Facebook page. Go make a prediction on the Alabama-LSU game. And if you hit it on the head, winner and score, you will win a $100 voucher good to any service at any of Don's 3 locations and the works, which is a complete oil change full service on your vehicle. So,
well, that sounds great.
Takes about 5 seconds to do that, so it's worth it if you win it. Thanks, Rusty.
Sure, man. See you later.
Appreciate it. It is 14 minutes after 4 o'clock. We're going back to the traffic. Should I roll call today?
Yeah. We haven't done it in a while.
My inner conscience is saying, no, you should stay and rant and rave about the Georgia voting video, but that's not going to change it. So.
You're right.
Yeah. Anyway, at 4:15, let's see what's happening on the roads.
Montgomery Skywatch Traffic with your latest update. Got a new accident, 4,000 block of Troy Highway. That's going to be in the vicinity of Virginia Loop Road. Use caution there. Watch out for emergency vehicles. Elsewhere around the city right now, we are very, very busy. All of the major intersections on the boulevard got congestion. I-65 and 85, moderate to heavy traffic through downtown Montgomery. Taylor Road, a little congestion from Vaughan to I-85. Buckle up, drive carefully out there this afternoon. It is a nasty day to be on the roads. Everything for Christmas is at Midtown Plaza. Shop Shoe Carnival, Cato, Cricket, Young American Insurance, and more. Midtown Plaza, Ann Street off I-85, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Chase.
From all of us at Brubaker Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Kia, and Infiniti, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. It's better at brubaker.com.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Statewide COVID-19 hospitalizations continue to increase. They are now up to more than 1,800. State health officials say confirmed cases have now topped 215,000. More than 35,000 of those cases were confirmed in the last 2 weeks. More than 3,000 people have died from COVID-19 statewide. A state lawmaker wants to remove a Confederate flag from Alabama's coat of arms. State Representative Laura Hall has pre-filed 3 bills aimed at eliminating symbols and language associated with the Confederacy. The legislative session begins February 2nd. Montgomery police have launched a death investigation after a man was found dead in downtown Thursday evening. Police responded to the 100 block of South Perry Street, where they found the body of 38-year-old Christopher Woodard of Millbrook. MPD says an autopsy is being done to determine his cause of death. I'm Daryl Hood. Be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Do you have a Class A CDL license and at least 6 months driving experience with a good record? Jimmy and Darius Transport specializes in hotshot. Their trailers are 3 to 5 car haulers, and they have immediate openings for qualified drivers. Earn $1,500 per week, 50% of your health insurance paid, paid vacations that grow to 3 weeks after 3 years, quota bonuses, and much more. Jimmy and Darius Transport is also looking for dispatchers. Call Jimmy and Darius Transport at 241-6414.
That's 241-6414.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of the Herb Shop Wellness Center, Pepper Tree Shopping Center, Montgomery's number one nutritional and herb supplemental products. Check them out on the web at theherbshopal.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. That storm system that brought showers to the state today will be exiting quickly, and behind it, mostly cloudy, cooler tonight, breezy, overnight low temperature down to about 37. Not a bad weekend forecast. Lots of sunshine tomorrow. Fairly comfortable for December with a high temperature up to about 59. Sunday, I think, will be in the upper 50s as well. Can't rule out an isolated shower somewhere in the area on Sunday as a cool front approaches. I think next week is storm-free. We'll be back to freezing temperatures by Tuesday and Wednesday morning, but not the 20s, and warming later in the week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here. Some folks might call you customers, but at Capital Tractor, we're privileged to call you friends. You're the reason we go the extra mile in serving you with quality Kubota equipment. From our family to yours, thank you. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue River Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
New, just in time for Christmas, it's Feminist Barbie. Just pull the string and listen to her speak.
We're still earning only 70 cents on the dollar.
Teach your daughter at a young age to be bitter toward men.
I can hold the door for myself, thank you.
She can even take Feminist Barbie out on a date.
Sorry, Ken. I can pay for my own meal.
So don't buy a doll your daughter would actually enjoy playing with. Instead, pick up Feminist Barbie today.
I'm not shaving for any man.
I am woman. Hear me roar.
And you know what? Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
So what's new?
Greg is smart.
Thank you. And that's not new. It's roll call on Happy Hour.
Sorry.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Adios, muchacho.
You gotta have something.
Excellent.
If you wanna be with me, snap out of it. Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Bad.
You gotta have something.
Bite me.
If you wanna be with me.
Is this some kind of bust?
Well, it's very impressive, yes.
What are you, 9 years old in fourth grade? Yes!
I'm not trying to be your hero.
Screw you!
Cause that's even
awesome!
It's too cold for me.
You're not going to amount to jack squat!
I drank beer heavily and tried drugs enthusiastically.
It's too low to see.
You are fired, a thug, and a drunk.
Oh, a funny man.
Yes, I'm not about you.
Is that your tongue?
And I'm not
hot diggity!
Leave you me.
Shut up, dummy.
Don't you remember I told you?
No.
I'm a soldier.
No.
In the war on poverty.
Yeah. I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
I want to look them straight in the eye, and I want to tell them what a cheap, lying, no-good, rotten, fork-flushing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, hopeless, heartless, fat, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-necked, worm-headed sack of monkey.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
I'm beginning to sober up, and you're scaring me.
Nothing from nothing.
Media.
You gotta have
what is wrong with you?
If you wanna be with me.
What are you being such a weenie for?
Thanks for calling.
You hot pile of morons.
There's a sale at Penny's.
Gotta have something.
Well, that was certainly
you gotta bring me
a very rusty roll call.
That's nothing to be proud of, Rusty.
It was a good effort.
I appreciate that, but I'm not feeling it. I am not feeling it.
In all honesty, you're not feeling much these days, Greg.
I'm numb.
You're a little numb.
I'm watching my country. Let's see. Dominion gave Biden a 5% boost in Georgia, huh? 96,000 mail-in ballots never returned but were assigned to voters. Georgia lawmaker, that video was a bombshell. We discovered significant structural flaws by... structural flaws? Yeah, there may have been. But human. Human structural flaws.
And that didn't just happen. That was premeditated.
As it was everywhere. All these ballots coming in at 4 in the morning. We're going to bed with Trump way up in Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin. And we wake up and what the hell happened? And now we're finding out. Tables with suitcases full of ballots. After poll workers were told to leave, and they put out that obscene excuse, well, a water main broke. What, are you going to drown if there's a leak? They act like Boulder Dam had collapsed and was getting ready to flood the Fulton County Recreate, whatever center that was in Fulton County. It's just, you know, and then... to have it all boiled down to, potentially anyway, if these two phonies in Georgia, the governor and the secretary of state, cannot, in those elected capacities, cannot do something about this. You know, there's stories that they have financial connections. I think both of them are probably guilty of doing something criminal.
Compromised.
Because... Any dedicated person who loved this country, regardless of party, would have seen that video and immediately halted everything and said, wait a minute, we got to go back and start this over. We got to have poll watchers. We got to validate and audit every signature. That's what they say they're going to do. Why is that important? It could be if they audit the ballot, maybe one of those senators gets 51% or 50% of the vote.
Yeah.
We don't have to have this stupid runoff to worry about next month. Clip from Nancy Pelosi here today. We got a little testy. You know, first of all, she got her ass kicked in the election. Another statistical anomaly that Joe Biden got 80 million votes but couldn't carry anybody into Congress on his coattails. So far, not one. Here's today on the stimulus deal. Come on, you can play. Round and around and around. Let me refresh this and see if I can't get it to try on the second time.
If you are on the precipice of getting a coronavirus easy, and you can't, if you are on the precipice,
on before that.
Okay. But yeah. But what shifted, in your opinion, when the Problem Solvers Caucus had a much larger bill a few months ago? You did not like that piece of legislation. What has shifted now when they're on board with this piece that's come out of the Senate?
Perhaps you missed what I said earlier. Joe Biden committed to ending and crushing the virus and having a Build a Better America.
That's all I can listen to. Joe Biden committed to crush. Senator Donald Trump! God! Why do you think you have a vaccine? This drunken moron. Oh, my God. Ah! Hey, back 40.
Hey. Loser governor of Georgia, Kemp, has said he asked the Secretary of State to do a signature audit. He just hasn't done it, and he doesn't know why. He's also given some lame speech about 3 days ago that was aired on WSB-TV, whining, begging Republicans nationwide to please leave him and his wife alone. Just leave us alone. You can look his whiny speech up and see how pathetic it is.
Or maybe you'd
like to call him at area code 404, which is the Atlanta area code.
Hold on, let me get the... jot this down. 404.
656-1776. MASH option 2. Remember, they're an hour ahead of us.
Right.
Their numbers, their hours are 8 to 5.
So it's past closing time over there.
Yep, but there's always tomorrow. I was caller number 1 today. And keep the Pete on. If he's giving speeches whining to please leave him alone, must have some effect on him.
I am not
advocating, let me give my disclaimer, I do not advocate threats of physical violence.
No.
Nor cursing, but y'all are adults. You know what to do. Thank you.
Let your voice be heard.
Right. Yeah, leave a nice message for the governor of Georgia, 404-656-1776. Option number 2. We'll be right back.
Caravita Village is a wonderful place to be.
Caravita Village is an all-inclusive senior community with a home for every budget. Find your home at caravitavillage.com.
Shared suites start at just $13.99 per month, including meals, activities, utilities, transportation, and more.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is here. Thanksgiving has come and gone. We're approaching Christmas, and time is running out to get those packages out of there.
You're right, Bubba. People are sending in their Christmas gifts, Christmas orders. You need to get them in so we can get them out the door with FedEx and send them on out, because I can tell you what, there's going to be a lot of shipping going on this year. People are shipping gifts all over the country. You need to call us now, place your order, fax it to us, email it to us. We will take care of the rest. And you know what? If you want to just come in and do a little shopping in the store, come on in, because we've got a great selection in the store. Pecans, in-shell pecans, cracked pecans, straight out of Georgia. I mean, beautiful pecans. We've got those. We've got great jewelry. We've got some new necklaces and purses that have come in that everybody is raving over. If you want a pecan pie, come on in. We make those too, but just call ahead. We make them fresh daily. The finest and freshest candies and pecans you can find anywhere.
Tell them where you're located.
At 350 North McDonald Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
At Caravita Village, you can enjoy senior living to the fullest in a safe, carefree environment. Caravita Village has an on-site chef preparing delicious meals every day.
I love the food. It's like a 4-star restaurant.
Find your home at caravitavillage.com.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The Seth Spotlow Experience.
Yeah, baby.
He's in the house.
You look good, man. Yeah, you do. I'm just saying. Sorry to cut you off, but...
Well, I mean, I've been doing my bike ride.
It makes you feel
diligently
better?
And building it and building it and building it. And that's a very good workout. So maybe that's starting to show a little bit of improvement.
It is, man.
Right now, this.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
There's so much stuff to go pouring through on a daily basis, it's easy for things to fall through the cracks. This is our addle-headed president that we're sending into the White House with the nuclear codes, who is in early stage dementia. This is his comment yesterday about having a disagreement with Kamala Harris on something. Let's listen to what number 46 has to say. He's more like number two, but that's another... Come on, please.
But all kidding aside,
the first lady to be told me she holds them for you.
Yes, she does, but not with she and Kamala.
First of all, did you see that prick from CNN there with his big smile and treating Joe Biden like he's some kind of a anything but a 47-year-old political hack? That's a bunch of crap. That's what's his name, Jake Tapdance from CNN. Ask him another tough question. You got those doggy socks on again, Joe? All right.
Have become friends. Yeah. But all kidding aside, it's a matter of the thing. We are simpatico on our philosophy of government and simpatico on how we want to approach these issues that we're facing. And so I don't have, and when we disagree, it'll be just like, so far it's been just like when Barack and I did. It's in private. She'll say, I think we should do A, B, C, or D. And I'll say, I like A, don't like B and C. Mm-hmm. And it's okay. But, and I, like I told Barack, if I reach something where there's a fundamental disagreement we have based on a moral principle, I'll develop some disease and say I have to resign. We don't have that. We haven't.
Did you hear what he said?
Yeah.
Wow.
Just to make sure, let's hear that one more time.
Some disease and say I have to resign.
I hope his constituents are listening.
I will never believe in a million years that 80 million people voted for that moron, that hack politician. I think every black person that voted for him should be ashamed of themselves. Because he devoted the 90s to putting you in jail. And Trump is the one that devoted himself to getting people out of those prisons, out of those sentences. He's the one that said he'd want his kids going to a racial jungle. And you voted for him? What the hell's wrong with you? Really, you need to look in the mirror and ask yourself that question. Why did I do that? Why am I so programmed and brainwashed by this party that's really done nothing to elevate you? The guy that created the boat, the high tide that lifted all boats and got minority unemployment down to its lowest level ever, no matter how you want to break it down. Frankly, I think we should look at everything as Americans. What's the American unemployment rate? And not all this, you know, this group and that group. That's where we need to go. That was Donald Trump. And then all of a sudden, the country that he was leveraging for better deals on trade, a virus comes out of a laboratory in Wuhan. Trump was onto it. He did a State of the Union speech February 4th, and at the end of it talked about steps he was taking to combat the Wuhan virus. 3 weeks later, Nancy Pelosi's in Chinatown saying, come here, Mickey Kang.
Do you think his tell is when he starts stuttering?
Biden?
Yeah. Because whenever he starts stuttering, something crazy comes out of his mouth.
He doesn't. A stutter is something that people basically have through life and have to work on. He's not stuttering. My daughter thinks he stutters. He doesn't stutter. In his stage of dementia, anybody that's been through somebody that's had to deal with this, and it's heartbreaking, the brain knows what it wants to say, but
can't find the words.
The tongue, you know, receptors going back and forth to execute the brain command are starting to break down. That's why comes up with terms like sure, and some of the other nonsense gibberish he said. Of course, he hasn't been that bright for all that long anyway. I mean, I've got a whole page of Biden boners.
Is that a lot of different pages? Bunch of small ones?
Here's just a minute's worth, and this is long before. You know, think again, folks. He won one primary, and it wasn't the first. It was the fourth or fifth, the one in South Carolina. And that's when all the Democrats folded their tents. Promises were made, I guess. Okay, you can leave the because we want Joe. He's going to be our Trojan horse. And look how it's worked out. They had the cheating down pat, everything. And we're watching this guy. The same guy that Kamala Harris, who lied about, I was the girl on that bus that you didn't want to go to your racial, you know, she was not. She was raised on privilege. God, somebody locally, a well-known person, a minority person, to celebrate Kamala Harris, who, by the way, never even got to be in a primary because she was such a lousy campaigner. She was out early. She wasn't even anywhere close to the top-ranking Democrat in the primaries. Not even close. She started out at 15%. Then she opened her mouth, and everybody said, nope, no thanks.
She was like at 4%, wasn't she, Greg?
She started at 15 and worked her way down to 4.
Yeah.
And got out before it got any worse. Because every time she opened her mouth, something stupid came out. So we're supposed to believe that 80 million people were so enraptured by this dynamic duo, they voted for them, but forgot to go down ballot and vote for Congress and other offices. And I'm sorry. I'm not buying. I'm never going to buy. And the problem we have is that we have rhinos like Governor Kemp in Georgia and Raffensperger, whatever his name is, the Secretary of State, who are nutless and gutless and won't do their jobs. Here's those Biden boners, I promise.
Am I doing this again?
For the senior staff.
All right. Yes.
A number of the cabinet members have already...
My memory is not as good as Justice Roberts. And Mr. President, it's a slight diversion, but I think we got to be nice to him. The chairman of the Finance Committee, Max Baucus, is here. So we got to make sure, Max, just remember, when we call, when I call, just say yes, Joe, okay? I want overwhelming reason why.
Thank you, Dr. Pepper, and thank you, Chancellor, or Dr. Paper, and thank you.
Now is the time to heed the timeless advice from Teddy Roosevelt, speak softly and carry a big stick, end of quote. I promise you, the president has a big stick.
And Neil Smith, an old buddy, are you here, Neil? Neil, I miss you, man. I miss you.
Clap for that, you stupid bastard.
That was to a group of military. That's who's going into the White House.
Shouldn't say that to anybody.
No, you are correct, sir.
Yeah, especially them.
It's 4:38. So, how do we recap from here? By the way, I am glad I got to do my bike ride at 1 o'clock today.
Yeah,
ooh, you should be happy because the temperature did nothing but fall.
Yeah, and it's gotten windy too.
Man,
I mean, I've done it. I've been out every day this week, rain, wind, cold, all of it.
Dude, you're getting smaller.
And Leon's getting larger. Woo!
Yes, that's all I want.
We'll get Leon a bike. Travis, 4:39.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic very busy right now on East Boulevard, both sides of I-85. We've got congestion on Southwest Boulevard, both sides of I-65. And I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery, moderate to heavy traffic. Taylor Road, very busy. And we do have that one accident working on Troy Highway right near Virginia Loop. Use caution as you're traveling outbound on Troy Highway. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. We've got no new accidents into us to pass along at the moment, but it is a nasty day out there. A little bit slick. Slow down. Lights on. And watch out for your fellow drivers. Chico's Auto Pros offers full tire and auto service at their Montgomery location on the Atlanta Highway. Everything for your vehicle is at one location. Chico's Auto Pros, 239-9510. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from Brubaker Motors, where you can shop online anytime at Brubaker.com. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Worth Cleaners, your professional dry cleaner in the River Region, wants you to know that their dry cleaning and laundry process effectively kills all viruses and germs. Your family's belongings are safe when you use Worth Cleaners. You'll always get the same great service, whether you visit one of their two Montgomery locations or you take advantage of their free pickup and delivery service at your home or office. The lobby and drive-through windows are open from 7 a.m. till 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. Worth Cleaners' helpful and knowledgeable employees stand ready to answer your questions about your dry clean clothing, bedspreads, wedding dresses, dress shirts, drapery panels, and even your household wash items. They do it all, and it's done on site in their modern and clean facility. Worth Cleaners has been in business for 30 years, and they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery time after time. Visit worthcleaners.com to find our prices, special discounts, coupons, and location maps. Your family's clothing is worth it. Come by or call Worth Cleaners today.
Hi, I'm Paul Doe. Me and my wife Jessica own the Seafood Bistro over here in Perry Hill and Carmichael. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for going on 3 years now. It has been a great turnout. It's been a pleasure partnering with a local company like Blue Water. And if you have your own business, I suggest teaming up with a partner like Blue Water Broadcasting. It's a local company that helps local businesses.
Millennials, Gen X, Baby Boomers, Gen Z, no matter what you call your customers, over 90% of them listen to radio every week. Reach them where they are. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. A state lawmaker wants to remove the Confederate flag from Alabama's coat of arms. State Representative Laura Hall has pre-filed three bills aimed at eliminating symbols and language associated with the Confederacy. The legislative session begins February 2nd. Montgomery police have launched a death investigation after a man was found dead in downtown Thursday evening. Police responded to the 100 block of South Perry Street, where they found the body of 38-year-old Christopher Woodard of Millbrook. MPD says an autopsy is being done to determine his cause of death. Statewide COVID-19 hospitalizations continue to increase. They are now up to more than 1,800. State health officials say confirmed cases have now topped 215,000. More than 35,000 of those cases were confirmed in the last 2 weeks. More than 3,000 people have died from COVID-19 statewide. I'm Daryl Hood. Be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding is what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. That storm system that brought showers to the state today will be exiting quickly. And behind it, mostly cloudy, cooler tonight, breezy, overnight low temperature down to about 37. Not a bad weekend forecast. Lots of sunshine tomorrow. Fairly comfortable for December with a high temperature up to about 59. Sunday, I think, will be in the upper 50s as well. Can't rule out an isolated shower somewhere in the area on Sunday as a cool front approaches. I think next week is storm-free. We'll be back to freezing temperatures by Tuesday and Wednesday morning, but not the 20s and warming later in the week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Need to do some holiday shopping, but you're low on cash? No problem. ASE Credit Union has you covered with holiday loans and rates as low as 7.99% with approved credit. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Trustworthy. Accurate. Carrying your voice across the River Region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Fat people get vaccinated. Fat people are not waiting. Fat people will be safe from COVID. Cause they're out of shape, first in line. Get the vaccine before I get mine. They got diabetes and gout and heart disease. Pre-existing conditions means they're ahead of me. And they're giving those fat people gastric bypass.
Yes, it's possible that starting next week, some people will be getting the vaccine. I know they want to prioritize people that work, on the front lines, healthcare. What about, like, Roz?
Yeah, she's front line.
Yeah, for 9 months, she has had to handle the merchandise that's been handled by thousands of people, and she hasn't gotten it. Mm. That's what's so hard to understand about this whole thing. Rich Thomas had it. Jay Scott had it. I didn't get it.
Me
is that,
either.
Is that because of the French study that said smokers are less...
Yes.
Likely to get it?
I don't smoke.
You got God. He's got nicotine.
Aren't they the same?
No.
A couple of things here. This is a horrible story.
Oh, man, so.
Look, I said this months ago. Nobody's thinking long term with any of this. I can't believe the people in Los Angeles are locking down again. Instead of locking down, you should be carrying torches to your mayor's office, burn his ass out, and find somebody else to lead your city. This story here, a sixth grade Zoom class turned tragic this week in California, leaving an 11-year-old dead after cops say he shot himself. The San Joaquin County Sheriff's Office started fielding calls around 11 o'clock that there had been a shooting in Woodbridge, and when deputies got to the scene, they found a child with a head wound. Deputies confirmed the boy died with a head injury. Sacramento Bee described him as a Woodbridge Elementary School student. Adam Lianos, who had been online learning class with his camera and mic turned off when he turned the gun on himself. This is not the only one. In Japan, the suicide rate is higher than the COVID mortality rate.
It's so sad, man.
And that's because nobody, you cannot impose this on human beings. We are not wired for this. This is Germany all over again, except minus the boxcars and concentration camps. But don't worry, if they get that Senate seat in Georgia, who knows? You Republicans need to learn different. If it happened before, it can happen again. At any point in history, even in these modern times, trust me, because when the Nazis came along in the 30s, people thought they were living in the most modern times possible. They had electricity, a device you could pick up and talk to somebody across the country. You could travel across country in a plane or a train. Very modern, as they saw from their perspective. That's why, follow the science. Well, the science in 1492 said the world was flat. That was the consensus opinion. Others thought differently. But they were ridiculed. So you got an 11-year-old boy taking his own life because his life was taken from him. And how many other kids are getting messed up in this confinement?
11 years old.
Kids especially need to be able to run loose. And look, overall, the mortality rate on this is 99.7. Recover. Only 6% of the death toll are people who had COVID and died from it and it alone. The other 200,000 plus have had comorbidity issues. And there's a long list of them. You can go to the CDC website and get all of this. But does Fox News tell you that at the top of the hour? No, they just give you the death toll. And then the Democrats take that number and say Donald Trump killed them all. When Donald Trump brought up the Chinese virus in the State of the Union on February 4th, that bitch that sits in the speaker's chair was tearing up his speech. And then blames him. I hate her. Why? Well, San Francisco is just a real screwed up place. All right, JD, welcome to the show.
Hey, how's it going, Greg? Well, I think the reason Joe Biden is talking about the first 100 days is because it's a whole lot easier for everybody to swallow 100 days than him to go to say, well, I need everybody to wear it for 365 days.
Yeah, I mean, look, it was supposed to be a two-week lockdown to, you know, flatten the curve. It's been a long 2 weeks, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah. You know, I wear mine only when I have to. I drive a truck all day, so I'm by myself. But if I go into a store, I take it with me, put it on, walk out, take it off.
You too. No, I am trying to respect that. I'm not, please, don't anybody misunderstand. I'm saying we should, you know, if you're required to wear one to go into a place, Fine. But you should be able to go into the place. But in California, you won't even be able to do that. It's back to only frontline workers, only police in emergency, and very few others are going to be allowed out of their houses for 3 weeks. That's a long time.
Eventually, everybody's going to get sick and tired of it, and something will happen that I don't want to see happen, but I got a feeling that once it happens, it's going to spread.
Yeah, I agree with you. Appreciate the call. Yeah, the next American Revolution. Which, by the way, this country's freedom was won from the English during a smallpox epidemic. And they didn't have vaccines. They had no idea what they were dealing with. Pretty much, if you got it, you were dead. Same thing in 1918 with that flu, that Spanish flu. You got that, and it was a death sentence for most.
And they said that lasted like 2 or 3 years.
If you live that long.
Man.
If you live that long. So, in keeping with our holiday traditions, here is a Labrador Retriever singing White Christmas.
That's what I thought.
He's dead.
I was
going to
ask.
He died. Pavarotti.
Really? I
look
hope
it
not.
Yeah, you let him have it.
Big boy.
Background vocals by the Labrador Retriever.
It was even better because he walked up and he stretched before he started. I used to have a dog that would sing when I played guitar.
Did you hear were you here when I played the clip of Hershey?
No.
With the Hershey Kiss Christmas jingle?
Oh, I want to hear.
I'll play that for you. But first, Ole Miss.
Evening, y'all.
Hey.
Real quick, I'm just hoping I haven't had a lot of time to listen. I've been working a lot since the hurricane. There was a report my wife was informing me on about the vaccine and what some of the liberal Democrats have been talking about is linking it to you. If you don't get the shot, you don't get your relief check, you know. And myself, I was in the Marine Corps back in 87 and 88. I got flu shots, got flu both years. I had not had a shot since 88 until 2017. I got one and I got the flu. Yeah. I hadn't had the flu that whole time.
Well,
I'm not planning on getting a shot.
They protect you from the flu, and I'm assuming from this COVID, by giving it to you in a dose where your body builds the antibodies without getting sick. That's
okay. Well, I've had three in 30 years, and I've got the flu three times right after I got the shot. So I'm not planning on getting the COVID.
Yeah, I would stop taking those flu shots if I were you.
Yeah.
No, I haven't taken them. I took two in the 80s and one in 2016.
Right.
And all three times I got the flu. I did not take them the other 27 years, and I have not had the flu any of those 27 years.
Well, there's
so I particularly am not going to give myself a shot that's going to give me COVID.
Gotcha.
Because apparently, you know what I mean? If my immune system can't handle a flu shot, I don't want the COVID shot.
And what they'll say, and thank you for the call, is, well, you don't have to take it, but you won't be able to eat in a restaurant or go anywhere because...
Do anything.
You'll be happy to. You must have your papers with you.
My fear is side effects.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, 6 months is not a long time to test anything.
No, man. What if it comes on after a year? You don't know anything about it, you know?
Here's that thing I was talking about, Hershey. This is the only thing that he's ever reacted to on TV.
Oh, that's so sweet. I love it because I'm so used to him barking at me.
He's just protecting the house.
That's awesome. No, he's doing his job. It's so cute. I love it.
I tell you what, it's chilly outside, folks. We're going to be up and down now for the next few months. Make sure you're partnered up with somebody that can keep you and your family comfortable and when the weather gets really cold or hot, protected. And that company is Clark's. Call them at 277-2125. The first question they'll ask you is, how can we make you smile today? You got to love a company that that's the first thing they ask you. Ask about a membership. Get the two annual tune-ups for $159. It would cost you a lot more than that to do those individually or shopping a la carte from different companies. They got the most experienced people on the planet. They are all thoroughly background checked. They're drug tested on an ongoing basis. You will love and feel comfortable having them in your home. Their plumbers are amazing, and they're always on call because emergencies have a habit of happening at inconvenient times. And you'll never have to think twice once you put 277-2125 on a piece of paper under a refrigerator magnet or somewhere you'll be able to find it quickly, or better yet, just put it in your phone. For Clark's, 277-2125 or clarkcomfort.com.
Alabama certification number 99004.
Thank you, Mr. Spotlight.
Thank you.
456. We'll be checking traffic in a moment.
For years, Southern Bell's Cleaning Service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's uses hospital-grade cleaning products to kill germs and bacteria. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service brings all their professional hospital-grade supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in everything from residential to construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
Honey?
Yeah?
Do you think it's safe using all these extension cords?
Oh, yeah, it's fine.
Actually, too many extension cords can be dangerous. Call Crosby Electric to add new outlets.
Sure is dark in our yard.
Good. We'll sleep better.
Maybe you will.
Crosby Electric does landscaping lighting for beauty and safety, as well as security lighting for peace of mind.
Oh, darn. The vacuum cleaner just tripped a breaker.
Honey, never vacuum while I'm making popcorn.
Tripping breakers can indicate a potential fire hazard. You really should have it checked out by Crosby Electric, serving the River Region for almost 50 years.
Sweetheart, are you ever afraid that lightning could damage our electrical system?
Afraid? Come on. No. Maybe we should call Crosby. You know, just give him a call.
Whole house surge protection can protect you and your possessions. For an assessment and for all your electrical needs, call Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
Now, just in time for the 2020 holiday season, a remix of all your favorite classics.
I'll be in quarantine for Christmas.
We've remixed and updated every song.
You can
stay away from me.
Tunes that capture the essence of the year.
You better not jump, you better not cry, you better not doubt, I'm telling you why.
Nobody
is coming to town.
It's beginning to look a lot like
COVID-19.
Everywhere you go.
Simply having
a 2020
Christmas time.
Download yours now from Bah Humbug Records.
At 458, Fox and 2. Why should
I promote? This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. It's looking like a typical Friday afternoon in Montgomery. The further we get close to 5 o'clock, the more cars out on the roadways. We are very busy now outbound on Madison Avenue and Atlanta Highway, as well as Norman Bridge Road. The Boulevard, very busy. The 31s are beginning to fill up quite a bit. And we're looking busy up in Prattville on Highway 82, Copps Ford Road, Highway 14, Wetumpka, Millbrook. Buckle up, drive carefully. We got no new accidents in to tell you about at the moment. Just very busy all over in central Alabama. Well, everything for Christmas is at Midtown Plaza. Shop Dress for Less, Office Depot, Dollar Tree, and more. Midtown Plaza and straight off I-85. Another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.